This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by True Niagen. New True Niagen Pro contains a unique form of vitamin B3, clinically proven to safely increase NAD, which is a vital resource used every day to help fuel and maintain the health of all living cells. NAD is critical for energy and cellular repair and supports muscle function. But as we age, NAD has been found to decline up to 50%. True Niagen Pro is clinically proven to safely increase NAD levels, caring for your cells to help you age better and live better. True Niagen Pro is only available through healthcare practitioners. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com to get yours.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and I'm glad to be back from a wonderful week in Seattle where I attended the American College of Nutrition meeting. Share lots of stories coming out of that, but the future of nutritional medicine is very good, according to some of the excellent lectures that I heard over there, and I think we're going to be bringing you some real breakthroughs in personalized nutrition. Our number is 877-726-8255, and we invite your phone calls. We'd like to hear from you with questions related to diet, supplements, health in general. 877-726-TALK is our number this hour and next. We've got plenty of time to answer your questions. We got some interesting stuff to share with you this week. Stuff has been accumulating on my desk for a couple of weeks. I've got a big backlog of stories that I want to share with you. Starting with this one, which is a huge vindication for the low-carb diet. You know, there's been a lot of controversy about that, and more people are recognizing the benefits of low-carb dieting. But still, there's a lot of backlash. A lot of people still believe that a calorie is a calorie is a calorie, no matter what form it's in. After all, fat energetically delivers 9 calories per gram, and that means a teaspoon of fat is a whopping 45 calories. And carbs, by contrast, only 4.5 calories per gram. So by that logic, you ought to be eating lots of carbs, and our current mainstream dietary recommendations are eat a lot of whole grains. Make sure you avoid the fat. In fact, the popular DASH diet, the diet that a lot of doctors, mainstream nutritionists prescribe for hypertension, is replete with carbohydrates. It's about 60% carbohydrates, very low fat. And yet, more and more information is suggesting that low-carb dieting is more effective against insulin resistance and diabetes and obesity. And oh, by the way, during the time that we've been emphasizing low-fat diets, well, the American populace is getting fatter. More children even are developing type 2 diabetes, and it's a disturbing trend. A lot of people losing confidence in public health officials as a result. Well, there's a new study coming to us from Dr. David Ludwig. He's co-director of the New Balance Foundation Obesity Prevention Center at Boston Children's Hospital. He's a pediatrician, but he focuses on diet. And it's a very interesting study. This one is on adults. They looked at 164 adults in a weight loss study, and they compared the low-carb diet to the high-carb, low-fat diet. And here's what they found. Low-carb diets may be best for losing weight and keeping it off, according to the headlines. And here's what they did. It's a very, very convincing study, although the numbers were relatively small. Still, what they did is they divided the adults into three groups. One group got a high-carbohydrate diet. By the way, these diets were all calorically identical. And another group got a low-carb diet. Another group got an intermediate-carb diet. The low-carb diet wasn't really so low-carb. It was pretty low-carb, but it wasn't very low-carb. It was 20 grams of carbohydrates. It was 20% of calories from carbohydrates. 20 grams would be quite, you know, a very, very low-carb diet. But 20% of calories from carbs, like vegetables, fruits, and beans, and that's a pretty low-carb diet, but it's not a very, very low-carb diet, as we sometimes put people on, for even more effective weight loss. And a full 60% of their calories came from fat, including sources like meat, whole milk, cheese, and nuts. And the remaining 20% of calories came from protein. The situation was flipped for people on the high-carb plan, 60% of calories from carbs and 20% from fat. That was a low-fat diet. Here's what they found. First, and this is kind of interesting, they took all three groups and they had them lose weight. On average, they lost weight on a run-in phase. They lost 12% of their weight over 10 weeks. So that makes it even harder to lose weight. A lot of people, you recognize that there's kind of a honeymoon phase where you lose a lot of weight. The first 10 weeks, each of these three groups lost 12% of their weight. Their diets were low calorie and had moderate amounts of carbs. So that was just a run-in phase. And then they administered the low carb and intermediate carb and relatively high carb diets. And here's what they found. It was quite interesting, because the individuals on the low carb diet, on average, their bodies used up 250 extra calories per day over 20 weeks. Their metabolism was faster. And the researchers estimated that over 3 years, if that were to continue, that would translate into an additional 20-pound weight loss for an average height man with this low-carb diet. Results may vary, of course. People have different metabolisms and genes. But this is a very, very significant weight loss. So what changed was the amount of insulin they secreted. And high insulin causes fat deposition, insulin resistance, prediabetes, high triglycerides, a host of problems. This study is a terrific vindication of the insulin hypothesis of weight gain and cardiovascular risk. And in addition, what they found is that in the individuals on the low-carb diet, ghrelin was lower. Ghrelin, a good way to remember what ghrelin is it makes your stomach growl, makes you hungry. Leptin was also significantly lower in the participants assigned to the low-carb diet. So this study is a resounding vindication of the low-carb diet hypothesis. And here's what they say. I'm quoting from the study. The conclusion is that consistent with a carbohydrate insulin model, lowering dietary carbohydrate, increased energy expenditure during weight loss maintenance. That's pretty important. You burn more calories. You literally burn more calories on a low-carb diet. And they continue, this metabolic effect may improve the success of obesity treatment, especially among those with high insulin secretion. You know, this is especially well-suited to people whose weight gain is associated with insulin resistance. So, you know, I'm going to stick to my guns about the low-carb diet. And more and more, the defenders of lots of starches and whole grains are losing ground as the scientific evidence is amassed for the benefits of low-carb dieting. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number. Write that number down, 877-726-TALK. And you can call us this hour and next with your questions. We'll be right back.
If you're a big sports fan like me, sometimes the best part about watching a football game are the pre- and post-game shows. Well, it's the same for probiotics. The most important part of probiotics are the prebiotics and postbiotics that come along. Not all probiotics have this superior combination. That's why I only buy Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. You see, prebiotics feed the probiotic colonies in your intestines, and postbiotics are the organic nutrients produced by Dr. O'Hara's three-year fermentation process that become the foundation for long-term colonization of the good bacteria in your body. This is so important. No other probiotic formula has this. As I get older, I want to protect my health the best I can and use only the best supplements that are available. So score a touchdown for your health. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers and online. Don't accept a substitute.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen up. It's me, your immune system. I'm always hard at work defending you against the many disease-causing viruses and bacteria that you are exposed to every day. But sometimes I need help to defeat the bad bugs. Luckily, our friends at Kyolic have come to the rescue. Kyolic has two super immune-enhancing supplements, Kyolic Immune Formula 103 and Kyo Green Harvest Blend Immune Defense. Kyo Green Harvest Blend is a power-packed blend of organic and naturally sourced grasses, ancient grains, fruits, veggies, herbal extracts, and spirulina in a fast-dissolving drink mix for a quick and easy way to support immunity. Kyolic Immune Formula 103 combines immune-boosting nutrients with aged garlic extract. Aged garlic extract has been clinically shown to support a healthy immune response and reduce both the duration and severity of cold and flu symptoms. Help me protect you with Kyolic supplements and nutritional drink mixes to fortify your immune health today. Available at fine natural health retailers.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And for the next hour and the hour after that, you can call us 877-726-8255. That's 877-726-TALK. And we got a call from David in Irvine, California. How you doing?
Hi, doctor. In functional medicine, it is common to give patients stool tests and then afterwards give the patient herbal antimicrobials to kill anything bad found. But there's a few functional doctors that say do it the opposite way around. First take antimicrobials, the herbals, and then afterwards take the stool test to verify all the bad guys were killed. They say most results have some bad bacteria found, so just take the antimicrobials first. Which sequence of events do you think is the best way to go?
Okay, well, this is a really excellent question, David, because you're really on the cusp of one of the most important paradigms in functional medicine, which is to look at the gut as a source of potential health problems. And we know that certain bacteria are beneficial. They help our metabolism. They synthesize useful nutrients. They combat the overgrowth of bad bacteria. Conversely, the bad bacteria may promote inflammation. They may release toxins into the system. They may even trigger an immune response, not just in the intestinal tract, but throughout the body. So it's been fashionable for the last couple of decades to do stool tests to look for the ratio of good bugs to bad bugs. Unfortunately, this is a little bit like whack-a-mole, because there are literally billions, if not trillions, of bacteria in our intestinal tract. And there are thousands and thousands of species, some of which we haven't even identified. And we don't even know properly what their function is. So it's a little simplistic to do a stool test. By the way, these stool tests are not entirely accurate, because what comes out and what survives in a package that goes to a testing laboratory may not reflect what's going on further up in the human digestive tract in a living person. So we got some problems here. And to jump the gun and say, okay, we're going to cleanse the intestinal tract with, say, an antibiotic. Well, the antibiotics kill a lot of things. They kill good things as well as bad things indiscriminately. And, oh, by the way, bacteria quickly develop resistance. Herbs are a little better. They're gentler. The resistance problem is combated because they don't just have a single laser-like action against the bacteria in your intestinal tract. They have a multiplicity of chemicals that may suppress but not completely eradicate the bad bacteria. But just the same, you know, some people, for example, will get constipated when they take berberine. Berberine is a wonderful intestinal antimicrobial, but the fact they're getting constipated means that maybe we're killing off some of the good bacteria. So the answer is, and I'm hedging, David, because it's a good question, is we just don't know. Our present knowledge isn't extensive enough to know precisely how we can modulate the intestinal tract. One of the best ways to do it is via diet, because you change your diet, and within 24 to 48 hours, you completely alter your microbiome. And the things that seem to make a difference, fresh fruits and vegetables, they're not just chock full of nutrients. They also have beneficial fibers and certain prebiotics that help the beneficial bacteria grow and discourage the growth of the bad bacteria. That's what nature has actually programmed us for. So, good question, but there's no simplistic answer. I'm sorry. What do you say to that, Donald, David?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, David thinks that answer suffices. Let's take a call now from John in Philadelphia. How you doing?
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. How are
okay.
you? Okay. My son, in 2015, became a patient of the Center for Functional Medicine at the Cleveland Clinic. Mm-hmm. And he had ulcerative colitis. And
by the way, that's a big milestone, is the Cleveland Clinic has a Center for Functional Medicine. So that's actually a pretty cool step that they've taken that approach. So he has ulcerative colitis.
And he has primary sclerosis and cholangitis. And that's what brought us out to the Cleveland Clinic. Cause
which affects the liver.
Three years prior to that, we were dealing with Western medicine, and they just wanted to medicate him. Mm-hmm. So we went the alternative way, and he's had, since 2015, he's had no breakouts whatsoever.
Of his acne?
Of his acne, yes. His acne just started in the last month.
Oh.
He's now 18.
Okay.
And he takes a lot of supplements, as you can well imagine. So I was wondering if you had any, like, he takes a lot of bees. I was curious, my wife and I have read,
So you're saying we've exchanged one problem for another. His colitis is better, and his sclerosing cholangitis is better.
All his liver numbers, all his health numbers are phenomenal.
Yeah. Well, you know, sounds like a day in my office. We see patients sometimes, you know, we get, it's wonderful. You know, we've saved your colon. You're not on immune suppressive medication. And there's a new problem. Now you're breaking out. It's unclear why there should be a switch, you know, partly maybe due to simply his aging and, you know, the fact that maybe when he was sick, he wasn't producing as many hormones effectively. Men sometimes see a real drop in their androgens when they're 4+ sick with autoimmune diseases, especially ulcerative colitis or Crohn's disease. And then when they're healthier, there's a resumption in the production of androgens. I would suspect that plays part of a role there. Could it be one of the supplements, one of the vitamins that's actually working perversely to encourage acne growth? I can't really say that that's the case. Things that help acne, natural things, olive leaf extract, works as sort of a natural antibiotic. Also, the very same diet that often helps ulcerative colitis, a paleo diet, eliminating wheat and grains and dairy, often helps acne.
That's what we do. I mean, we follow it very, very strict.
He's been there, done that.
That's why we're a little frustrated.
Yeah.
We follow your program and what you do, and it's awesome. I mean, I've learned so much from you. It's amazing.
Well, that's great. That's great to hear. I wish we could take it that, you know, it's sort of like a 90-10 proposition here. We got 90% of the problem. We got still the cosmetic problem. I'm not exactly sure what is going wrong there. Possibly a little higher dose of zinc and vitamin A. That, too, might help the acne. But my go-to is olive leaf extract. It's a wonderful natural antibiotic for skin. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. You can call us 877-726-8255. And a very happy Thanksgiving as it's coming up. We're going to take a little hiatus as I join my family for Thanksgiving next weekend, but we'll provide you with one of our top-rated best-of shows to tide you through the weekend. Meanwhile, should you eat a low-gluten diet? Well, you know, it's so popular these days. A lot of people who don't have celiac disease, if you have celiac disease, obviously you need to be on a gluten-free diet because it can cause devastating problems, severe intestinal inflammation, various forms of autoimmunity. It can even affect the brain. If you have celiac disease, it can cause infertility in women. It can cause osteoporosis. And so it's of utmost importance that folks who have true celiac disease completely avoid gluten scrupulously. But a lot of people are following a gluten-free diet. As I walk as I walk up 3rd Avenue, I see pizza places that offer gluten-free pizza. Is this simply a fad, or are there additional benefits? Well, researchers from the University of Copenhagen have been looking into just that. And they did a study on a group of healthy Danish adults without documented celiac disease. They were fine. But what they found was that a low-gluten but fiber-rich diet has a beneficial effect on the microbiome. It changes the community of gut bacteria and decreases GI discomfort, such as bloating, and it's even linked to a modest weight loss. Well, why is that? Well, possibly there's a change in metabolism due to a change in the microbiome. We know that the microbiome has an impact on insulin resistance and metabolism. And so by avoiding gluten, we may have beneficial changes in gut bacteria composition and function. So here's what they say, and I'm quoting, "We demonstrate that in comparison with a high-gluten diet, a low-gluten but fiber-rich diet," probably the fibers coming from fruits and vegetables and other gluten-free grains, maybe quinoa, that's a high-fiber, gluten-free grain, that this low-gluten, fiber-rich diet induces changes in the structure and function of the complex intestinal ecosystem of bacteria, reduces hydrogen exhalation. Well, why would that be an issue? Well, hydrogen exhalation is a sign of SIBO, small intestine bacterial overgrowth. We use that to diagnose that condition. And leads to improvements in self-reported bloating. Moreover, we observed a modest weight loss, likely due to increased body combustion, that would be fat burning, triggered by the altered gut bacterial functions. Pretty cool, pretty cool. So gluten-free diets, not just a fad, can be beneficial in terms of subjective gastrointestinal symptoms, but also may help patients modify their weight. And hence, remember wheat belly? Yeah, there really may be something to it, according to those Danish researchers. All right, several ways to reach us. You can call us at 877-726-8255 right now. And we have a call from Mary in Connecticut. How are you?
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. You have helped me before a couple of years ago when I had hip replacement surgery.
Okay.
But today I'm much
did you,
more
did you come as
now.
Did you come as a patient, or did I do it on the radio?
No, you helped me on the phone.
Oh, okay. Well, that's always better if I could do it on the phone. But people actually come to see me. You know, some people don't realize that I actually have a practice.
Yeah, I know.
So for more, yeah, but good for you that you're able to get relief by just a phone call. That's great.
You What's gave me a protocol of what I should take.
Good.
And now I'm much more nervous, so bear with me if I don't explain exactly. I had an echocardiogram. I've been suffering from it a couple of years, no, 6 years. And the doctor said that I am trying to read this, and it's the left ventricle, of the wall of the left ventricle is very thickened.
Right, the thickened left ventricle, right.
Yeah.
And that's sometimes
here, I don't know
referred to
numbers.
as ventricular hypertrophy. Okay, so go ahead.
A symmetric septal hypertrophy is noted, LVEF in capital letters calculated by Plant Simpson was 67%.
But that's still good. That's the ejection fraction. That means that your heart is still pumping blood effectively and efficiently, even though it seems to be working a little harder. Do you have high blood pressure or do you have a valvular problem?
That's the rest. I am taking carvedilol for a few years.
Okay, so for blood pressure. Okay, got it.
And it says here the most likely moderate to severe LVOT, which I don't know what it is either.
Okay, well, let's not pay attention to that. Go ahead.
And the mitral valve is thickening and with severe mitral regurgitation.
Ah, boom. Okay, so here's the deal. Let me explain the situation to you. This may not be a nutritional problem. I would have to see you to determine whether it's imperative for you to have mitral valve surgery. Because at a certain point, the mitral valve sometimes is a little irregular, when you're in your 20s and 30s. But as you age, it can start to lose function. And it no longer prevents the blood from rushing back into the heart. That's mitral regurgitation. And when that happens, the heart has to work harder. And it works harder and harder, and you've developed what's called hypertrophy, which is a little bit like what happens when you do a lot of, biceps curls. Your muscle gets bigger, but in the case of the heart, that's good for a while, but when the muscle gets too big, the heart becomes stiff, and then it no longer can pump the blood. At this point, it seems to be pumping the blood pretty well because your ejection fraction's pretty good, and you may not need immediate surgery, but at some point, you may need that valve repaired. Things you can do in the meantime, coenzyme Q10, magnesium, ribose, carnitine, they help the pumping action of the heart. But if the valve is, not functioning properly, eventually you're going to need some surgery. So it sounds to me like, stick with your cardiologist. They'll give you a timetable of when that's to be done. Believe it or not, it's not such a big surgery, and it can be done in, people 80, 90 years old. They survive beautifully and go on to do well. So I hope I've helped you again. Let's take a call now from Mary Ann in New Jersey. Hi, Mary Ann.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. Hope all is well.
Yep.
I had a fall about 10 days ago in my house on a hardwood staircase. It was the last two steps. Long story short, I hit the upper back, my backside, the back, and the up and the back of my head. I got pain immediately when I found myself on the floor on my head and the upper back.
Mm-hmm.
I have since seen my regular MD. She took an X-ray of the upper back because I have osteo, and that came back with no fractures. Mm-hmm. And then after that, because I have a vertigo issue, I went to see the neurologist. Well, I called the neurologist, went to see the neurologist, and she said they both seem to agree that it's probably a concussion.
Yep. Uh-huh.
So it's hard for me to tell, but I have an aching, still have a pain in the head, now the lower back and blah, blah, blah. My question is the question about an MRI. Neurologist said, you may want to do an MRI if you want to do it now. You want to wait a couple of weeks.
Well, more important than whether to do an MRI, I guess in an abundance of caution, they can do an MRI on you. But it sounds like it is what they say it is, which is a concussion. When you have a concussion, there is what's called a concussion protocol. And the concussion protocol, which was developed by Dr. Michael Lewis, involves high doses of omega-3, like really high doses. I mean, we can talk about 6, 8, 10 capsules per day over a short period of time, perhaps the first couple of weeks after the concussion. And also, anti-inflammatories seem to be helpful. Higher doses of things like curcumin can make a difference because the brain trauma creates inflammation, and that's why you may have long-term residual symptoms. Your brain kind of gets scrambled, and then there's some inflammatory changes. And by taking fish oil and curcumin, you can get some reduction in those symptoms and faster resolution of the problem. Eventually, it will heal, just like all wounds and all traumas, but you can hasten the resolution through the the use of the concussion protocol. The place to find out information about it is at the Brain Health Research Institute. It's BHRI, I think, possibly .org. And that's where they outline the concussion protocol for athletes, for soldiers who get exposed to IEDs with even more devastating brain injuries. And the latest addition to that protocol is CBD, cannabidiol. Cannabidiol seems to have a good effect in helping patients recover from concussions. But, you know, main thing is at this point, rest, make sure you get adequate sleep, because sleep actually is a brainwash. It helps to wash away some of the residual toxins that accumulate when there's trauma and inflammation in your brain. Rest, don't overdo it, and you should be fine. You know, whether I'll leave it to the doctors to decide whether an MRI is in order. Sometimes it's just a CYA move. It's a cover your certain part of your anatomy because you're still complaining of symptoms. But it probably won't yield any findings that are going to change the way that this is managed. Thank you very much for your call, Marianne. I really appreciate it. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Our number 877-726-8255. Keep the calls coming. This is Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Many of us wonder sometimes what's going on with our brains, like when we can't recall a name that should be totally familiar to us or forget why we went into the kitchen. These worries take on a little more weight as we grow older. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Brain Health Protocol, my personal supplement recommendations to slow cognitive decline and enhance memory and mental performance. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com. In addition to the Brain Health Protocol, you'll find easy-to-follow links for my supplement starter kit, Heart Health Protocol, and much more. These protocols are an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the intelligent medicine lifestyle. And for a limited time, you'll get free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you know that fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. My preferred fish oil brand is Carlson. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to store. They source only the highest quality deep cold water fish using traditional sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity. I use Carlson myself, recommend it to my patients, and I've included Carlson in the Intelligent Medicine Protocol Starter Kit, available on my website, drhoffman.com. Carlson award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing pills. For more information, go to www.carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number for questions. And, you know, lots of things can help with fatigue. Magnesium, we'll talk about it a little bit next hour. And energetic substances like coenzyme Q10 or ubiquinol. These days we're talking a lot about nicotinamide riboson. Brand name True Niagen, which is now available on FullScript. I checked FullScript recently, and actually True Niagen is the number one leading product that we're selling via FullScript. It's very, very popular for energy support. Also, adaptogens, things like ginseng and ashwagandha and so on. These are Eleutherococcus. All these things can support energy production. Carnitine as well, and on it goes. But if you're trying to support energy, and most of us are, whether we're sick or whether we're trying to fight aging or whether we're trying to promote our athletic performance, I would be in that latter category. Remember, great research supporting NT factor from nutritional therapeutics. Clinical trials have shown that NT factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it has anti-aging benefits. You've heard me talk for a long time about ProPax with NT Factor. It's a complete vitamin and mineral formula, one-stop shop for all your nutritional needs. But a while ago, I suggested to Nutritional Therapeutics that some people may want to keep their favorite multi and or fish oil, and yet still harness the power of NT Factor alone, so healthy aging was born. It's the perfect accompaniment to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking, and it comes with a 45-day money-back guarantee. And get set for a special offer. For a limited time, when you buy one bottle of Healthy Aging, you get another one free. Just use the coupon code HOFFMAN at checkout. Folks, I've been taking advantage of the restorative power of NT Factor for years, and I prescribe it to my patients, and now you can get Healthy Aging by calling 800-982-9158, that's 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com, that's ntfactor.com, and remember the buy one, get one free offer. Just use the coupon code HOFFMAN at checkout. All right, this item has to do with a common problem. It's almost a universal problem among men. Benign prostatic hypertrophy. As men age, they have problems with urination. They go to the bathroom more at night. They have problems starting and stopping the flow. And this is due to a gradual enlargement of the prostate. And traditionally, we prescribe things like Pygium and saw palmetto and pumpkin seed extract and zinc. And those have demonstrable effects. But I was excited to read in a study that came out this August that yet another nutritional supplement is plausible for BPH, or enlarged prostate. And this study comes to us from a medical journal called Minerva Medicine. It appears to be an Italian study. The aim of the study was to evaluate the efficacy of pycnogenol supplementation in terms of safety and tolerability in the setting of preclinical or borderline symptoms of benign prostatic hypertrophy, or BPH, in otherwise healthy subjects. They took pycnogenol over a period of 60 days, 75 healthy men who had symptoms and signs of initial BPH were included. They were divided into three groups. There was a control group using only standard management, a group that took pycnogenol, and a group that took medication. And what they found was that BPH symptoms like emptying, frequency, intermittency, urgency, weak flow, straining, nocturia. Yeah, it's a lot of men are going, yeah, I got some of those. All those symptoms were significantly improved with pycnogenol, and the difference between the control groups was statistically significant. They conclude that pycnogenol may be an important option for self-management of BPH in otherwise healthy men. And so I'm thinking, the 60-day study, it's pretty remarkable that they achieved those results in just 60 days. Imagine you take pycnogenol day in and day out, as I have been taking for the last 20 years. Many benefits of pycnogenol for the brain, for the joints, for blood flow. It even seems to help reduce the risk of economy class syndrome. That's, blood clots in your calves when you're on these crazy 15-hour flights. It's amazing because, we're getting together for Thanksgiving with the family, and one guy is stationed in India. He's in Bangalore, and he's flying in to meet us all in Connecticut, and the plane flight is 15 hours. So, high risk of blood clots. Some people take an aspirin, but studies show you can take pycnogenol to reduce that risk. Another study here. This says, have you been noticing it? They changed the clocks. It's getting darker. It's now dark at 5. Darker and darker. It's cloudy. Weather's bad. And more people are experiencing a yen for alcohol, right? You want a drink. Come home and I want a cocktail. Well, it turns out, study recently published in Hepatology, that's a journal that concerns itself with liver diseases, where you live could influence how much you drink. Colder, darker climates increase alcohol consumption and therefore liver disease. The prevalence of liver disease, enormous in some Nordic countries, countries like Finland, where there's a lot of alcoholism, Siberia, forget about it. The average life expectancy of the Russian male is about 58 years, mostly because of excess alcohol. It's dark, it's gloomy, and study shows that climate, dark, cold climates, create a yen for alcohol. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number. We've got an entire hour to answer your questions coming up.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you know that fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. My preferred fish oil brand is Carlson. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to store. They source only the highest quality deep cold water fish using traditional sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity. I use Carlson myself, recommend it to my patients, and I've included Carlson in the Intelligent Medicine Protocol Starter Kit, available on my website, drhoffman.com. Carlson award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing pills. For more information, go to www.carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.